President Barack Obama today laid out his proposals for curbing gun violence, including a call for renewing the ban on assault weapons and an expansion of mandatory background checks for all gun purchases. Speaking before an audience that included the parents and some schoolmates of children killed in the mass shooting at a Connecticut elementary school, the president proposed a wide-ranging plan combining executive orders he would issue immediately and legislative proposals that must be approved by Congress, all aimed at curbing gun violence.
While there is no law or set of laws that can prevent every senseless act of violence completely, no piece of legislation that will prevent every tragedy, every act of evil, if there is even one thing we can do to reduce this violence, if there's even one life that can be saved, then we've got an obligation to try.
And so the president said he would issue as many as 23 executive orders, which do not require congressional approval, including orders that would lift the ban on federal research into gun violence, putting more counselors and resource officers in schools, and improving access to mental health services. Among the proposals that must be approved by Congress, which the president admitted would be an uphill battle, expansion of background checks for gun purchases, and the controversial ban on so-called military-style assault weapons.
It's time for Congress to require a universal background check for anyone trying to buy a gun. The law already requires licensed gun dealers to run background checks, and over the last 14 years, that's kept 1.5 million of the wrong people from getting their hands on a gun. But it's hard to enforce that law when as many as 40% of all gun purchases are conducted without a background check. That's not safe, that's not smart, it's not fair to responsible gun buyers or sellers. If you want to buy a gun, whether it's from a licensed dealer or a private seller, you should at least have to show you are not a felon or somebody legally prohibited from buying one. This is common sense. And an overwhelming majority of Americans agree with us on the need for universal background checks, including more than 70% of the National Rifle Association's members, according to one survey. So there's no reason we can't do this. Second, Congress should restore a ban on military-style assault weapons and a 10-round limit for magazines. The type of assault rifle used in Aurora, for example, when paired with high-capacity magazines, has one purpose: to pump out as many bullets as possible, as quickly as possible, to do as much damage, using bullets often designed to inflict maximum damage. And that's what allowed the gunman in Aurora to shoot 70 people, killing 12 in a matter of minutes. Weapons designed for the theater of war have no place in a movie theater. A majority of Americans agree with us on this. And finally, Congress needs to help rather than hinder law enforcement as it does its job. We should get tougher on people who buy guns with the express purpose of turning around and selling them to criminals. And we should severely punish anybody who helps them do this. Since Congress hasn't confirmed a director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in 6 years, they should confirm Todd Jones, who has been acting and I will be nominating for the post. And at a time when budget cuts are forcing many communities to reduce their police force, we should put more cops back on the job and back on our streets.
The proposals came out of the task force the president set up following the mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, headed by Vice President Joe Biden. The task force met with representatives of more than 200 groups, including elected officials, gun control advocates, and even the National Rifle Association, which is adamantly opposed to any threat to the Second Amendment right to bear arms. Vice President Biden said today that passing any related legislation will not be an easy lift. However,
I've worked in this field a long time in the United States Senate, having chaired a committee that had jurisdiction over these issues of guns and crime, and having drafted the first gun violence legislation, the last gun violence, as I should say. And I have no illusions about what we're up against or how hard the task is in front of us. But I also have never seen the nation's conscience so shaken by what happened at Sandy Hook. The world has changed, and it's demanding action.
And President Obama also acknowledged that his gun control measures may face legislative obstacles, but he insists that tightening gun regulations would not infringe on Second Amendment rights.
Like most Americans, I believe the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to bear arms. I respect our strong tradition of gun ownership and the rights of hunters and sportsmen. There are millions of responsible, law-abiding gun owners in America who cherish their right to bear arms for hunting or sport or protection or collection. I also believe most gun owners agree that we can respect the Second Amendment while keeping an irresponsible, law-breaking few from inflicting harm on a massive scale. I believe most of them agree that if America worked harder to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people, there would be fewer atrocities like the one that occurred in Newtown. That's what these reforms are designed to do. They're common sense measures. They have the support of the majority of the American people.
But whether they'll have the support of majorities in the House and Senate remains to be seen.